The unions own Biden. They own the radical left. They own Pelosi and Schumer. And they will do anything for the unions, including destroy the future of our children.
The president on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria. Another big city top cop calls it quits.
Former Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales' decision to use tear gas and pepper spray to counter violent protests this spring. One of the reasons the city's Fire and Police Commission voted last week to demote the chief to captain. And what Morales' attorney Franklin Gimbel calls
illegal action,
leaving Morales no choice, he says, to leave the force before his salary and pension would negatively be impacted.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best quit her post in frustration this week as well. America is listening to Fox News.
Before we continue here, let's tell you a little bit more about Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, if you currently own a home, Eddie, you can attest to this.
Yes.
There are all these folks who own these homes, and they've been, you know, sitting on it happy, making their payments.
Yep.
And they, as they make their payments faithfully every month, they don't realize they could refinance and save thousands of dollars. Thousands! Over the course of a year.
Yeah. But imagine just a few hundred bucks a month off your payment.
A month? Right. That gives you so much peace of mind.
Yeah.
There's no stress like money stress.
You're right.
It can ruin relationships, marriages. It can really give you a lot of health problems because of that stress. It does manifest into other physical issues. I mean, so, and also just follow the dollar. Don't be a dope sitting paying that mortgage when you could be saving hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars a year. And when you refinance with Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can also skip a payment, maybe two payments.
Maybe two. I like that, dude.
I mean, it's an incredible deal. And at Alabama Home Mortgage, they're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on mortgage rates, folks. So before you call a bank or a credit union, some big box store, use some fancy pants online, you know, service or app, call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You can also go to their website at myalabamahomemortgage.com, where you'll see they have great offers for veterans. Alabama Home Mortgage is on top of those latest veterans loan benefits through the VA system. And also, if you're a first responder, police, fire, emergency medical, but also medical doctors and nurses working on the front lines here with COVID-19, when you close with Alabama Home Mortgage, they will give you a $500 gift card at closing. Just so much going on there. There is a difference in mortgage companies, folks. So call Alabama Home Mortgage today to find that out. 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The radar will be quite active again today, especially later on this afternoon and this evening, and again tomorrow as well. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms both days. A couple of storms could be on the strong side, and we'll see some locally heavy downpours as well. High today, mid-90s. Tomorrow, I think, we'll be in the low to mid-90s. Lows at night will be in the mid-70s. Then looking ahead to the weekend, not as many storms around Saturday. More scattered about here and there. And in fact, by Sunday, the storms will be just widely scattered, few and far between, more of a typical summer situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. One of the lawyers representing Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett, has filed a motion for the judge in the trial to recuse himself. Taylor's trial was initially scheduled for November 2nd, but this motion could delay the trial. There are now more than 100,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. More than 17,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 1,800 people have died. And Secretary of State John Merrill will be monitoring the upcoming municipal elections in Marion, Centerville, and Selma because of concerns from candidates about corruption and other fraudulent activities. Now, election observers are keeping a close eye on the absentee voting process. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of yourself. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
There's a kind of passion all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house, man on the phone.
Hey, can we get silly for one more moment?
What?
Can we get silly one more moment?
Okay.
Breaking news from the Kamala Harris campaign.
Mm-hmm.
She's already betting her VP candidate.
Kamala, Eddie.
I'll get it right eventually.
272-9228. 272-9228. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Matt. Hey, Matt, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How I'm doing Matt? Well, and you?
Oh, right. I'm very well. A little all over the place today, but good to focus on local issues.
No, I agree. I think, as you like to say a lot, all politics is local. It certainly is. I think everything else is local, too. And the one thing COVID may do is just convince a lot more people to focus on what they can change around them, because it's obvious what's going on outside is prohibited to us. I'm going to be going on a business trip soon, the first one in months. I'm actually going to get on an airplane, so that should be very interesting. Wow. I'll send you a full report.
Yeah.
Well, and this situation over the last few months should remind anybody living in a big city that when things get bad, you do not want to be in a massive metropolitan area.
Mm-mm.
No, definitely not. I think the discussion about Kamala. Kamala.
What are you, her biggest fan, Joey? Come on.
I'm becoming that way. If she calls Biden or Trump or Pence a cabbage head, then I'll be a big fan of hers. I love that insult.
Yeah, I think that the Democrats have really just put the final nail in the coffin. If I think that the election were held tomorrow, Trump would win with a landslide. And I don't say that as, you know, a big Trump fan. I just think if you look at what they're up against, what they need to do to win is kind of reproduce the Obama effect.
Yeah.
And what Obama was able to do in 2008 were three primary things. He was able to increase the black vote substantially for obvious reasons, for good reasons. He was able to animate the youth vote. He had a lot of youth enthusiasm. Remember all the posters, Yes, We Can, Hope, hope and change. He was the candidate for hope and change. He was sort of like Donald Trump of the left, in the sense that he
was my freshman year in college in 08. So, yeah, I remember.
Well. Yeah, very, very enthusiastic youth vote, and they're good for GOTV. And third, and most importantly, he was able to convert the white suburban housewife.
Mm.
He was able to flip a lot of these red suburbs by, you know, converting the primarily white women, white housewives, suburban housewives. So if you look at those factors, and you look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you know, what do they bring to those three interests? You know, considering Kamala's career as the chief cop of California, imprisoning tens of thousands of people of color, she's not going to get a big rise out of the minority community as much as Obama did, for certain. I think we've gotten past the original euphoria of the first black candidate, and I don't think her being a woman is actually going to tangibly help her. The novelty is sort of worn off. We're used to this now, this kind of diversity. No problem. With the youth vote, there's no enthusiasm at all among you. I mean, how can you?
Right.
When you got Corn Pop as the guy running for office. And it's just, there's no youth enthusiasm. People are, the young Bernie contingent is really ticked off at this decision, and you can see it on the Twitter feed. And then finally, the white suburban housewives are watching their television screens, and they're seeing all of these demonstrations on the streets of mostly peaceful protesters who have an affinity for broken glass and pyrotechnics. And they're not wanting that to come to the suburbs. And Joe Biden has already pledged that he's going to be putting up low-income housing units within the suburbs. And Trump, of course, jumped all over that and mm-hmm. had the HUD prohibit this from happening. So he's basically built a wall, so to speak, around the suburbs, and that's going to destroy Biden's chance of getting that interest. So on those three areas where Obama did very well, I don't see Biden and Harris doing well at all. And then you got to think of the Trump's issue. You know, how many people do you know who voted for Trump in 2016 who are not going to vote for him this time? I can't think of a single person.
None. And if anything, he's pulled more people along.
More people, yeah.
I mean, there are certain, I think, you know, very respectable, and I don't mean that as a put down, Republicans are a little fed up with some of his language. You can see that the Biden-Harris campaign is trying to lay the predicate now that they've picked Kamala. I've got to think about it before I say it. They're laying the predicate that any criticism of her, even par for the course sort of criticism for politics, is a form of sexism. And they're trying to essentially, I think, lay a trap for Trump's personality as well as for Pence to where, mm-hmm. you know, they fall into it. They criticize her with a certain tone themselves. Oh, you criticize her tone. What about your tone, you sexist pig? And but I do wonder when you talk to a lot of, you know, middle-aged women, let's say, live in the suburbs, how far the kind of current victimhood and vaunting of modern feminism, how far it goes with folks. And by victimhood and vaunting, I mean, it's like, you know, you see girl power shirts, girls can do anything, you know, don't tell your daughter she can't accomplish anything in the world. And I agree with all that. But then the next breath, it's like girls can do anything. We're equal. You get the sort of victimhood, which is not actually weakness, it's more of a power play at that level. It's like, oh, how dare you criticize Kamala? How dare you mispronounce her name? And so, you're. I think that sort of walking on eggshells thing with her, it doesn't actually play that well. I think people are wise to that game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I just think that you got to have something more than just being the anti-Trump. A lot of people are upset with his hubris, but the bottom line is I know dozens of people that I've talked to over the last year who were never Trumpers, or they were kind of blue dog Democrats, who are absolutely going to vote for him this time. They didn't vote for him in 2016. Yeah. And that's the one thing the polls have consistently shown, all the polls, is that his base is very strong. and has not moved. It's only gotten bigger, in fact, in terms of the enthusiasm and support. So I think he's only adding to that with what's going on the streets today. And I don't think Kamala is going to add anything, any value to that, just practically speaking. So, I think the election, and there's a lot of time between now and November, politically speaking, but if the election were held tomorrow, I'd say landslide Trump.
Yeah, and I think it is heading that direction, unless Trump does something really, really dumb, which I suppose he has propensity to do, but he's a...
There's plenty of time.
There is, but I think even the way he's attacked Kamala this last few days has been smart. He's sort of doing the play he did with a lot of Republican opponents back in the primary in 15-16, where instead of talking about their policies, he talks about the trend in the polls. It's like, oh, look at you, Jeb Bush. You're getting closer and closer to the end. Soon you'll be falling off the stage. And so he did that with Harris yesterday. He's like, Harris came on strong early, and then she fell like a rock, and then she fell out of the race really early. Who doesn't love an opponent like that? So he's sort of laying out, hey, she's going to follow the same path as she did before. And the people didn't pick her. Biden picked her and saved her from the people going, hey, we don't like her.
Yep. Donald Trump, troll master.
Indeed, he is.
Always good entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
You too. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson.
Yes, sir.
Your boss, right?
My boss. One of the greatest bosses I've ever worked with.
He's a good boss to have.
He is.
He is a unique, he being Bo Goodson, pronouns pal. Bo Goodson has this unique understanding of the River Region real estate market. Because, well, he's been practicing it for what, 40 years?
Over 40 years, yeah.
Helping
buyers, sellers, investors, property managers. I always laugh at Bo, told him that he sold the first house here in Montgomery. I really think he did.
And then he's been helping agents themselves become agents.
Yes, he does. We've got the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, which I'm a proud graduate of. I know a lot of people that are. And he does CE classes, continuing education classes, that us realtors have to take every 2 years, and we are in CE season. So all you realtors out there, instead of going to the board or some other places, take Bo CE classes. It's a great experience. Again, you're not taking it from someone that just teaches. You're actually learning from someone that's in the business daily. He still actively buys, sells, does investing. And I'll be honest with you, he's one of the greater realtors that I deal with on a personal basis. He's the one I can still approach every day with any kind of issues or questions I might have. And he either answers them for me or at least leads me in the right direction.
There you go. So whether you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, have that rental property, that investment managed for you so you don't have to do all those tedious, annoying landlord duties, and you still get paid, still a performing asset.
That's right.
Or you're looking to become an agent or become more knowledgeable about the River Region real estate market, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, there's a reason it's highly acclaimed and accredited, the most highly acclaimed and accredited. You can check out the Goodson Group today and what Bo Goodson's got going on at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or give him a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. That's the Goodson Group with Bo Goodson. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Ellis. Hey, Ellis.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah,
hey, let's not forget what Ms. Harris said a while back, that 16-year-old should be able to vote. Should change the voting age to 16.
See, but she didn't even say, yeah, we should. She's like, I like that conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what did she say not long ago? That 18 to 24-year-olds are stupid and make bad decisions. We should lock them in the dorms where they can be supervised or something to that effect.
Yeah.
I go, wait a minute. You want the voting age to be changed to 16, yet you're saying 18 to 24-year-olds are stupid and make bad decisions.
Well, that's
truly a Kamala chameleon.
Well, and it's one of the ironies of democracy that the people are so wise they can choose their leaders, but they're so dumb the leaders have to regulate their lives in every nook and cranny.
Yeah. Well, she's gonna lose the young vote. Never mind young black male votes. You know. She's going to lose that just right there if they remember that statement she made. They're stupid, and they can't decide, make good decisions.
Yeah, it's just, and again, it wasn't like they had any unforced errors yesterday with that, the speech and the big reveal of them together and the spouses together. It was a nice moment. Blah, 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 blah. But it also wasn't a home run. It didn't light my hair on fire. And I tried to watch it as objectively as I could. Like, okay, what's the sort of political attack he's going to make. And I just think Biden pounding the podium, he hasn't even met with the leadership. It's like, Joe, what the hell are you talking about? This goes on all the time.
Like, wake up, Joe. Come on, man. Wake up.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, how about Tucker Carlson? They sure went after him for mispronouncing your name. I told you they would, CNN.
It's so over the top.
Beyond ridiculous.
No, and it really does remind me. I'm sure y'all have been around, because, the divorce rate's 50%. You've been around those marriages that, are near the end, and somebody burns the bacon. And then it becomes an argument about what you did 15 years ago with the bridesmaid,
Yeah, that's also true. I've been married for 33 years now, Joey, so
yeah. See, this is why I'm not married.
At all. You know what? You've got to have patience and compassion, and you've got to be able to listen, which these Democrats aren't listening. All they're doing is talking.
Right.
Shut up and listen for a change. Well, y'all have a good day. God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you, Ellis. Appreciate
Take care,
it.
Ellis.
You're welcome.
Bye.
272-9228. And just a quick thing I realized this morning.
What's that, Joey?
I didn't plan on making a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
But LinkedIn, of all places, reminded me today marks 9 years.
9 years.
9 years for me here at Blue Water Broadcasting. Well, starting with the Dan Moore Show, helping Dan out, and then, schlepping the phones for Greg, and then I started opening my big fat mouth on both shows, and then started doing a show on Saturdays, just 1 hour, and that show on Saturdays became an hour at night, where a lot of folks are like, what the hell is that kid doing? And we're just hanging out, having fun, a little different style of radio, and then this opportunity kind of, shows up last September. So this is... it's been quite a ride and quite a learning experience. And isn't it great to have a job where your mistakes are public mistakes?
Constantly.
and your growth, and you talk about, 18 to 24-year-olds being idiots. Yeah, I was that age on the radio.
Right.
So.
And that's the thing, Joey, and I know a lot of fans out there listening, but myself included, to see you where you've started on the radio and just to watch you grow up and mature as an adult man is a pleasure. And you are an old soul. People tell me this all the time. You're not your typical, I'll say, 29-year-old, even though I know you're a little older than that.
I'm 31.
Right. But and when I was that age, too, I was all about instant justification. And you're not. You're more of a deep thinker, deep thought kind of guy. And people really do appreciate it. And I enjoy coming in here, hanging out with you every day.
Well, thank you, Eddie. You were my first sponsor. Well, let's say first sponsor that really worked out. We've become good friends.
Yeah,
it's just a business relationship.
It is, and so. it's a great thing. And I'm always surprised, when I think I know Joey and know where you're coming from and your side of thinking. You surprise me every once in a while with you. Just you'll come out of left field with something just because you're a very open-minded person.
Oh, yeah.
And you're still smart enough to know you're still learning.
Oh, I definitely am still learning. I've actually gone back and listened to some old stuff and went, oh, God, who's that young idiot? And I'm sure 9 years from now I'll look back to today and go, oh, God, who's that young idiot? It's just, it's a constant thing. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Man, I'd hold on to tomorrow for this. Man, you just don't understand. I've grown with you. You know what I mean? I've been here 6 years of them.
Yes, you have.
And, I mean, I don't know if y'all can go back. I don't know if Dan Morris has changed his picture, but y'all go to his app, Dan Morris' app, and Joey had a picture on there. Y'all can see what he was like when he was fresh out of college. But I don't think they ever changed it. I don't think nobody ever went there and changed it. So that's a nice place to go catch up, man. And you're right. That's why I don't know. You quit writing as much. You know what I mean? And
I made a conscious decision. I wrote a bunch of pieces right after the election in 2016. So the final ones were in the spring of 17. And actually, a lot of those things I wrote in 17, I think I stand by today. And they're sort of evergreen like that. But I made a decision just to throw myself into radio. But watch out. I might start writing again. Maybe something in the works here.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You need your own stuff. I mean, you do. I mean, man, it's glorious to watch how you came up. And y'all, I learned so much from him. When his mom passed, he just kept trucking. I mean, it was like, you know what I mean? Didn't blame nobody. Didn't shot at God and didn't take days off, you know, a couple, you know, and then he was right back in the seat and never missed a beat. And I know everybody can say that a lot of people don't get chances like you. I mean, and we'll just be real about it. You had some good people around. You could have landed at a radio station that had a bunch of bull crap. You know what I mean? It would have carved you out different, you know. And
sure,
you are who you are because of your foundation and the people around you.
Yes.
And how mercy. You deserve everything you headed for, bro. I mean, and you got a good jump on it, and that's all that ever matters. And you, because that you always question the teacher, that's why you at where you at. You question everything, people. Don't just take it for granted what you're being told is the truth. Question everything, and this is one thing Joy has really taught me. Question it, baby. And then we'll worry about the answer on the other side. We disagree, but we still hug each other.
That's right.
We appreciate it, Randall.
Love y'all, man.
Take care, Randall.
You too, brother. Yeah, learned a lot from Dan. Still learning. Learned a lot from Greg. Man, Greg's a dream to work with, and so is Dan. But Greg's that old radio guy.
He is, man.
And I'm not emphasizing old on purpose. It's just that all the stories.
In the business, yeah.
And you get to know these guys, plus, you know, the writing and how they've built lives. Yeah, it gives you perspective. And then the opportunities Rick has given me. Really appreciate it. And then this audience, through those tragic times with my mother's passing, a lot of folks, it's hard to know what to say in those moments. And a lot of folks were really great to me in those days. And it felt like family. And I still appreciate that to this day. Carry it with me. 272-9228, especially when the politics gets a little nasty.
Yeah.
So nasty.
Nasty.
I remember back to those days and how folks who, along with me, can yell and scream about all the problems, especially the political ones in the world, can drop all that angst and anger at the, you know, whenever somebody's in need. And I've seen it time and time again when somebody in this community is in need. This audience is, well, they all are fantastic. 272-9228, 272-9228. We got to hit a quick break here. But George, Sam, Soldier Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all hold your positions. This is a short break. We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September, we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You could start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house, man in the phones, 272-9228. If you want to get on the program, a quick note, though. There is a Libertarian presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party here in the United States. I mean, she's only polling at like 3%. Name is Jo Jorgensen. She's handing out gold stars to the other candidates a little too frequently. It's like, no, fight. Right. Damn it, fight!
Participation trophies.
But a strange thing happened. Jo Jorgensen, while campaigning, had to go to the hospital.
Really?
Because she was bitten by a bat.
What?
Yeah. She said, quote, "I will be getting a rabies vaccine as a precaution after having been bitten by a bat near the start of this campaign tour."
Somebody might want to explain to her how that vaccine works. She's done for a while.
Wow. Wow. A bat bitter. Anyway, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to George. George.
Hey, George, you there?
Soldier Boy.
Hello?
Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, you hear the new song that's coming out by Boy George has got out?
Which one?
It's a spinoff of Come a Chameleon. It's Come a Kamala.
Yeah.
All right. Pronounce her name right or I'll be called a racist again.
You better, because Joey keeps correcting me on it here. I'm going to have to get some kind of phonics going on with that.
You know what's so ironic about it is, Tucker started it all, and they jumped on his backside, every MSN, LSD, and CNN. But what's ironic is, when he announced and asked her to be the running mate, he mispronounced it like Tucker did.
Yes.
What a hypocrite. If Joe woke up this morning, would he know? Does he remember who his VP is, candidate?
Oh yeah, she's family now, as he said yesterday. Yeah,
so. Well, you didn't know the difference between his wife and his sister after 40 years of marriage.
So you would think because it's family, but you know who knows these days. Oh, by the way, I know family. this is self-indulgent moment here, but you told me years ago you actually went to a Prince concert in Europe, right? You gave me a ticket to it.
Yeah, I did.
It was the sign of the times.
Did I tell you who walked by me?
Who?
Sheila E.
Oh,
really?
Sheila
E. Oh, man, my friend was like telling me, and they were coming down from the back of the auditorium onto the stage, you know. It was at the sign of the times, you know, concert. And she had her little snare drum in there, a little percussion drum. And my friend of mine said, "Rod, you know, you just walked by this." I was like, "No, who, man?" He goes, "That was Sheila E., dude."
Just leading that glamorous life.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, thoughts, my big gosh. Dreams.
Yeah.
But they're reissuing that album with 64 unreleased vault tracks.
Really?
September.
Oh,
They've already released some tracks early.
Now, those vault tracks, are they from that time?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's
because
awesome.
That whole album was great.
And I've heard a lot on bootleg, but there's a lot of new stuff I've never even heard of. So,
Joey, you know what my prized possession of Prince is?
Hmm.
Well, I went to his last concert, and I think he was ill or sick. So they gave us, they printed us out another ticket for that later on.
In
never
Atlanta,
used to mint.
At the Fox Theater, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So I have both. He was supposed to do two shows, and the first one because I guess he had fallen ill or something, and he couldn't. Yeah. So they rescheduled it. So I still have those tickets, and I had them mounted and framed.
That's cool.
Yeah,
and they're going for big bucks too. I was looking on eBay. Only one person had tickets from Prince's last concert. What do you think Prince would think about what's going on in Minneapolis right now?
He would. I don't know. He was interesting in that regard because he was.
He gave a lot to the community.
He did. Actually, he also helped behind the scenes. For instance, Spike Lee's movie, Malcolm X, Spike ran out of money.
Yep.
And Prince bankrolled to finish that film. He had certain political points of views that were odd. He was friends with Van Jones, Cornel West. But then he's also a Jehovah's Witness, so he didn't believe in voting. And a lot of his message on the... he wrote a song called Baltimore about Freddie Gray. He was very much down with that cause. But a lot of his message would always come back to self-empowerment. One of my favorite songs, Free Yourself and Then Save a Place for Me. We need you. Empower yourself. Yeah. Fix your life up. What do you value? That'll be your dream. And so I think he'd be shaking his head right now, but also down with the message.
He's a big philanthropist for Minneapolis, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and to see that place looking like a war zone is just a shame.
It would break his heart because, he could have gone to the West Coast where all the artists were going and everything, but he stayed and built his own studio and everything and stayed in Minneapolis.
Yep.
And, a lot of artists don't do that now. They just up and leave and go to the West Coast.
That's exactly right. Although, a lot of artists are making a break, leaving the West Coast, leaving California. People are pulling out, man.
I can imagine what real estate, Eddie, you're a real estate man. I can just imagine. I used to love my favorite TV show on there. Was the real estate show on Bravo about the New York?
Millionaire listing or something like that.
I even noticed that the top salesperson there, he moved to L.A. and I got the L.A. show going on right now. But I can just imagine what the real estate value is in New York City right now.
I would love two houses. I'd retire for the year.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, the commission off two places up there, especially Manhattan, I'd be done for the year.
Yeah, but wait, the property value has got, people have lost their rear end.
They're dropping, it's dropping, but in New York City, as many
taxes
people...
Taxes are too high?
Yeah, as they are, but as many people that leave New York, honest to God, there's 10 more that want to be there. So.
Right, and they control that market to make sure the prices...
Good.
Yep.
Let me ask you about, do you think Mr. Trump should go after Ms. Harris?
Or just keep quiet and
ignore her?
No, he should definitely bring it up, but... He's got to do it the right way, and I think he's already started that. Essentially, he's going to say she's a phony, and they're all going to end up being, puppets for the radical left. I think maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but it's a smart line of attack.
But he's letting her throw the first couple of punches.
Mm-hmm.
That now, way, when he comes out, he's not such a brute.
Hey, Eddie, why is she claiming to be African-American? I don't think she's ever been to Africa or any other family. I think, what is it, one of her parents are Jamaican?
One's Jamaican.
And the other one is from India?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What is she? Then I guess me and Joey and Eddie can all, identify as African Americans.
Well, there's a blogger out there, Sean King, I think is his name, and he is as white as driven snow, but he identifies as a black man. And if you ever read his stuff, it'll blow you away.
So that means that, like for example, all we have to do is get a good enough suntan and get as toasty beige as Miss Harris, and we can claim to be.
No, Rachel Dolezal tried that transracialism stuff. It didn't work out for her very well.
Was that the lady who had the German parents?
Yeah.
Her parents were as white as snow.
Right.
That was such a bizarre story.
Oh my God! Whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
She circled the bowl a little while, and she's gone for now. She'll be back.
Well, it's just amazing how people just claim to be what they want. And talk about pandering. I love the Democrats. First of all, we got to get it's got to be a female. Even if there's a male that's more qualified, we got to get a person of color, even if there's a Caucasian out there that's more confident and better, prepared and
better, you know, skilled, you know. Talk about pandering.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we'll see how far it goes, but there's a reason Kamala did not last long in the Democratic primaries because she had that one good showing. She had a good opening event. She had some all right, you know, campaign stops, and she had that good debate against Biden. Then she just fell off the face of a cliff.
Was there one event or anything that did it, or did she just fade away? I don't remember.
It was really her trying to explain her Medicare for all positions.
Okay. Yeah.
And she couldn't. Once you get that momentum, if you notice something about Trump, he always keeps himself in the press cycle.
Right.
And she had that great shot. I was that little girl, that great shot at Biden. And then after that, she didn't have anything else.
I got you.
And she started trying to put meat on the bones of Bernie Sanders' ideas, and that killed Elizabeth Warren. That hurt her. Like, it's not going to do well in a general election either.
I'm going to call Miss Kamala Harris like my milk. She's a 2%.
Oh, there you go.
That's all she ever got, didn't she? It was 2%?
Yeah, something like that. Well, I think she dropped out before they even voted.
Boy. I need to contact him and ask him if he, tomorrow, do you know who you're selecting for your VP? And Joe probably doesn't remember.
He doesn't remember.
No, it's like that movie, 50 First Dates. They wake him up, they play him a video to explain what his life is, and then he's like, okay, I'm good. Yeah. All right.
Did you see the little crib notes on there when he talked to what was number one on there when he was talking to her? Be nice to her, or don't be, you know, vindictive?
Don't be vindictive. Hold a grudge for what she did in the primary. Right. Hey, Soldier Boy, I got to run. Great conversation.
All right, guys. Take care, Soldier Boy.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing, this whole hour, in fact.
Yeah.
Give them a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. In fact, save that number, 279-8919. Save it in your phone. Because if you have a plumbing problem, big or small, and you know how those small problems, plumbing problems, have a way of festering and becoming big problems.
They will become big problems in a hurry.
Water finds a way. Even if it's a little leak, it finds a way. And it creates quite a hassle. And often it's stinky, especially when it gets in that carpet there.
Gray water.
But Cole Plumbing can fix that for you very quickly. They're not going to, you know, sit around waiting around. You're sitting around waiting around. No, they, with expertise and this proprietary pipelining technology, can get in there and fix most of your plumbing issues with minimal discomfort. That means not having to dig up a huge hole in your yard or tear out a bunch of drywall. No, they can get in with precision and expertise and fix the problem for you. Founded in 1977, Cole Plumbing takes so much pride and satisfaction in providing you 100% satisfaction. It's what the business is all about. So again, their number, 279-8919. You can visit them at coleplumbing.com. They're number one in the number two business for a reason. And even if you don't have a problem, maybe you want to get that tankless water heater tech installed.
Good idea.
It's a really good idea for those of you who like those long, hot showers. Remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Co.
Yes, thank you to Cole Plumbing being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What would best benefit the Millbrook community now and in the future? I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and this is the question that I ask myself when I'm making decisions that affect all Millbrook citizens. Millbrook has experienced tremendous growth over the past 24 years. We've grown from 6,000 people to approximately 20,000 people. Our revenues have increased from $2 million to $15 million. We've worked hard to create a better quality of life, to keep our community safe, and increase economic growth and development. I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and I'm asking for your vote on August 25th.
Paid political by Al Kelly Campaign Committee.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More heat and humidity and thunderstorms. In fact, the storms will be in ample supply, I think, today and tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Scattered to numerous storms, a couple of those could be on the strong side with locally heavy downpours. Mid-90s today, low to mid-90s tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices, and lows at night around 75. Then looking to the weekend, still some scattered afternoon and evening storms on Saturday, but not as many. And the storms become widely scattered by Sunday, few and far between by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. And if you want to get in on the program, this part of the program, again, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today at 279-6036 if you are looking to, well, convert those boxes and cabinets full of old home videos, whether it's high school football films, remembering your glory days, or old photos and slides.
8mm?
If you want to preserve all these old analog formats, essentially, bring it into the digital future, Dan Black can restore them and preserve them. The professionals there at Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, well, here in Montgomery, they really know what they're doing. They've been operating for over 30 years. And you know, one thing that's happening in this restoration or conversion market is the machines, the industrial-grade, commercial-grade machines that say convert an old VHS tape to a DVD or a digital format, a file, is they're not making those machines anymore. Now, Dan Black has those machines. But now is the time to go get that done. And for News and Views listeners here in the month of August, 50% off when you call Dan Black at 279-6036 and tell them you're a News and Views listener. But the fact that they have been in business here for over 30 years, helping folks with high-quality professional video production, video restoration conversions, audio restoration conversions, they do so much there at Dan Black Studios, and they've earned an incredible reputation of being easy to work with, reasonably priced. And especially when you're talking about these old family heirlooms, these old films and tapes, you want to make sure you're going to somebody you can trust as opposed to sending off a box across the country, some internet company. You know, spend your money locally here at Dan Black Studios for all those audio, video, production, and conversion restoration needs. Again, that number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036, or visit them online at danblackstudios.com. .net. Let's go to the phones. Let's try George again. Hey, George. George?
Hey, George, you there, bud?
George, you do know that we work on a delay? No, never mind. Sam!
Hey, Sam, what's up, bud?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good morning. Afternoon. Morning.
Almost afternoon.
Morning, noon.
Hey, that's it. It's lunchtime. First off, I was going to tell you, I contacted Dan Black Studios last week, and I have some old 45s, and they were like, sure, bring them on down.
Nice.
They can digitize. Yeah, man, they can put them on thumb drive, CD, too. Whatever. Yes, sir. And first off, I just wanted to say, chime back to something earlier. You know, we're talking about Joey. You put on a good program, man. Your education comes through over the air.
Some days are better than others. You know, to quote Joe Biden, I'm pretty sure my IQ is higher than yours. So humble, Joe. So humble.
And I can do more push-ups.
It's so ridiculous.
We all have good days and bad, but it's amazing that you can take a microphone and make fun and whatnot and carry on and get your opinion and view out. It feels that time. Also, here we go. I had my parents in the same place yesterday. That was rare. And we caught that, the introduction of Biden and Kamala on the same stage. And I swear, every time I hear Kamala, I hear the music to Camelot, and that's just stuck in my head. Yeah, man. Don't want to get those two mixed up, Kamala and Camelot. Just think about that.
And certainly not Spamalot.
Yes, Spamalot.
Did anybody straighten Dan out yesterday? I heard him talking about the money shot and whatnot and come a lot. And anyways, it just got out of hand. Listen,
he was talking about when you're, an advanced man, you want to have that clear, great shot for, the candidate.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I heard that.
Okay.
Hey, listen, y'all have a great day.
You too, Sam.
Thanks, bud.
2729228. Why is everybody grinning right now?
That's these memes.
Oh, it's just the memes.
The Kamala memes.
You know, it's very comforting, Eddie, that you're looking at your phone while we're doing a radio show.
I'm always trying to find breaking news.
Yes, I'm sure you are. Yeah. 272-9228. Before we hit this break, I was telling Eddie off air, one of the things that I look for at a good, big political speech is how do you tie your vision to the context of American history and the moment we're in now, as well as the traditional American values, while also, part of the American value system is we do progress.
Yeah.
And it's not just progress for progress sake, but the ideals that we have, liberty, free thinking, looking out for one another, making sure people have a fair shot, these sorts of things, they lead to progress if you actually believe in them. And Biden talked about everybody needs a fair shot. Fine. However, at one point, he's like, what is America? And you talk about I have multiple voices, and I do. I contain multitudes, but so does Biden. And Biden sometimes has this, he's got the yelling voice.
Yep.
He gets, the lilt. Put y'all back in chains. And then he has the serious voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm Joe Biden. I'm about to get deep here.
Yep.
He's like, what is America, folks? America's possibilities. Possibilities. Let me say it again. It's possibilities. Like, what sort of hippy-dippy crap is that? It's like you've been smoking peyote?
Yeah, take a drug test and come out here?
DMT, Joe Rogan style? Yeah, what is this? No, maybe it's probably ayahuasca. He's probably communing with interdimensional elves Alex Jones talks about. Like, what in the world?
And again, this is what scares me about him.
It's so vague. Possibilities.
As a presidential candidate, you're telling me this is your best candidate you got?
Yeah, it's a week. Week! So, and we'll see how their convention goes. But here, we got to hit another break. But man.
Poof.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Yeah, so the convention for the Democrats will be next week, and I'm looking forward to that.
The Zoomvention?
Yeah, and who's going to be the best speaker? Who's going to have AOC on a leash?
Who's going to have the biggest gaffe? Because you know there's one coming.
Right. Oh, man. But we actually have a little bit of a speakers list, though one of the graphics MSNBC put out was the DNC speaker list, but the graphic they used was actually from the Republican convention in 2012. It's like brilliant guys with the balloon drop. But here we have some of the names that will be speaking for the Democrats next week. On Monday, Senator Bernie Sanders. Come on down. Catherine Cortez Masto, Andrew Cuomo, Gretchen Whitmer, James Clyburn. How's it shaking, Jim? Bernie, well, no, you're going to have a Bernie and a Benny? Benny Thompson, Representative Gwen Moore, Representative, former governor and traitor to the Republicans, John Kasich.
Shocker.
Senator Doug Jones, you better watch out, Tommy Tuberville. Senator Amy Klobuchar, and the keynote that night, Michelle Obama. And then on Tuesday, Sally Yates.
Stay awake for that.
Senator Chuck Schumer. John Kerry. I looked across that chasm. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester. Bill Clinton. And then Dr. Jill Biden. All on Tuesday. Coming up.
Hey, is Biden's son going to speak? Or is he selling merch?
Who? Hunter? Where's Hunter?
Is he out there selling merch?
Is that where Hunter's going to be? Hunter?
Oh, what a show. Thank you all so much for listening, and thank you all for 9 years.
Congratulations, Joey.
Yeah, and we've only just begun. Dan Moore's show is next.
Begun.
Please don't sing Lionel Richie.
Sorry.